When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, everyone? We are back with another Courtside episode. I'm Jack Coughlin, and I'm here with my guy,
John Lee.
John Lee, one of the greatest people to ever exist. How you doing, John?
I'm great, Jack. How are you doing? How's college?
I'm doing good. College is going well. It's starting to rain a lot here, so certainly not in LA anymore. Boom. Adjusting to that. But it's fun. It's fun being in the rain, but prefer the sun for sure.
And so, you tell the people, who are you playing this Wednesday?
November 2nd, our first game.
My bad.
Going up against Gonzaga. Drew Timmy, here we come.
Oh, God. You're going to get killed, respectfully, but good luck.
Mm-mm. We're about to, the betting spread, we are about to bet us, bet on us. I'm telling you.
All right. I'd rather not lose my money, but okay.
But getting into the episode, the Clippers are 2-2 to start the year with wins over the Lakers in the first game, 103-97. Kawhi's return, it was very fun to see him, see John Wall, first regular season game. He checked in midway through the second quarter coming off the bench, and of course we saw his clutch shot he hit with under a minute remaining to go up 6, and the shot was over LeBron, and it was a mid-range shot. It was too perfect in his first game back. And then against the Kings, the Clippers won 111-109. And PG had a 40 bomb. Really great game from him. That was super fun to watch. And then a couple losses, disappointing losses against the Suns, 112-95 in the home opener. And then to the Thunder, 108-94. And a really weird, not fun to watch game at all. Kawhi didn't play due to knee tightness. Paul George had a non-COVID illness. And Marcus Morris did not play due to personal reasons. So, of course, that factors into it. Kawhi wanted to play but was withheld by the team, and PG is currently questionable for tomorrow's game, but he is expected to be feeling better and should be good to go. So, John, first four games under our belt, what are your thoughts? What are you seeing from the team that you like, that you don't like? Give me your assessment.
What I do like, I would say, like, players in particular, probably Luke, Zoo, and Morris. I think Morris has come out pretty strong. Like, he looks lighter. He's moving a lot better. He has a dunk this year. His shot's going down. He's rebounding, which is a big criticism he had last season. So I think he heard the noise, and now he's showing everyone why he deserves to be a starter. Zoo, just good on the glass, good defensively. I believe he had 7 blocks in their loss against the Thunder last night. So he set a career high in blocks last night, and then in rebounds, I believe, in the Lakers game. And then Luke, these are all role players I'm just, like, impressed with. Luke just looks like a different player. He just looks a level above what he was last year. Like, Ty Lue made that effort to unlock him, get him hunting shots. And in the preseason, to the first couple of games, he didn't miss, really. And he's just moving really well off the ball. He's creating a lot of attention. He's doing a lot with the ball in his hands, like in pick and roll, getting in the paint, finding players, making plays out of the short roll. And his defense has been much improved. We'll touch a bit more on that later, but that's probably what I like individually from the players. Obviously, there's, like, John Wall looks, he looks solid. I really enjoy seeing him play once he gets on the court. Kawhi, I feel like, is moving well. PG needs to be a little more aggressive, apart from that 40 ball he had against Sacramento. But that's probably what I like. What I don't like is probably their offense can get pretty ISO heavy, and it's not really something you want to see from a championship contending team, because you know they have the guys that can get their own. And I just compared to, like, the Warriors, how they move so fluidly without the ball. I think you kind of need to give them more time to gel. Like Nico said, maybe Christmas they'll be fine. So yeah, the offense and then the small ball lineup has killed them a couple of times where they're just too small to rebound. Like it's good for spacing out the defense, but I think that need for the backup center is kind of glaring now. So I if I were to grade them, I'd give them like a C to start. I kind of thought they could have went 4-0, maybe 3-1 if you give them like the Suns game. But the past two losses have been kind of like discouraging a little, in my opinion. So that's how I would assess them.
Yeah, the first two games, of course, we know how much the Lakers are struggling. And, you know, the Kings are the Kings. But it was still, it's okay, we got the two wins. And then the next two is just pretty embarrassing against the Suns. I mean, the Suns are a good team, but blown out in the home opener was not great to see. And then even though without the main guys, it is against the Thunder. And they shot horribly from three, 4 of 30. Really, really rough shooting night from them from three, and we were still able to manage to lose. But I agree with you. I think, I agree with Nico, I feel like you do have to allow the team to gel, get Kawhi fully acclimated, John Wall, Ty Lue still has to figure out the lineups because, you know, Kawhi's still coming off the bench or not playing. So it's still weird, and it's hard to be patient because, you know, we're expecting so many great things from this season, but I feel like we do just got to stay patient and wait to for them to gel, get the chemistry going, get the lineups. John Wall has been so much fun to watch play, yes, though. The spark off the bench. Oh, my goodness. He really, especially in that Suns game when we started off a little rough, he came in and immediately gave us a spark, and it didn't end up in a win. But you could just see the explosiveness he has when he attacks the rim and going behind the back, and he's fun. He's fun to watch. So I've been liking him off the bench. Do you think maybe he could end up starting, or do you think he'll stay off the bench for now?
Well, my agenda of him starting from the offseason is looking great. Mainly because he's giving that team that downhill attack and a little push that they wouldn't have if Reggie was starting. Also, it's like not fair to Reggie as well because he's clearly dealing with like a groin injury. You can see him wincing in a lot of games, but I think what Wall brings is so much more important. So I'm hoping by game 20, that may even be a little bit of a stretch. That he is starting. I think in the second half of the Suns game, Wall, PG, Kawhi, Morris, and Zoo all started. And those are the top five guys, I think, that you can start right now that are helping you the most. So I think he will. I'm sorry for your agenda, but I think it's going to happen eventually.
Well, my agenda, I still like John Wall as a spark off the bench. I feel like he gives us that spark as a six-man rule. So I do like that, but hey, we'll see with Ty Lue. Like we said, he still has to figure out the lineups. There's a lot of things to see. So we'll see what ends up happening with that. But I just want this team to get fully healthy, fully acclimated. I'm so ready for it. We feel like we've been waiting so long. Didn't have it last year. So we just it can't come any sooner. Moving on, though, John Wall is on a minutes restriction, and Reggie Jackson is dealing with that groin injury, like you said. But, of course, Kawhi experiencing some knee tightness that kept him out against OKC. So, John, what is your level of concern for Kawhi's knee and how they're going to manage it?
I feel like it's normal, I think. I'm not a doctor, but this is from, like, someone I know who tore their ACL. She also plays basketball in the Drew League too, so she's like legit. So I think it is normal to experience like a tightness or discomfort when you come back to playing like full time. And he's not going 100% the preseason. Like once you get to the regular season, that's when you're like playing basketball. So this like sudden, you're like ramping up a little bit, and then all of a sudden you have this sudden, what do you call it? Like strain of play. Or it's kind of like when you don't lift for a while and then you go back to the gym and then you like hit weight and then the next day you're like pretty sore. I don't know if it's the same as that, but especially coming off like surgery and how they're doing it, it makes sense. I mean, Jamal Murray.
You're not hitting the gym. You're not hitting the gym, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, no, it's not the same. It's kind of like, but it is like the body is not used to that level you once were at. And then once you get back into it, after not doing it for a while, it has to adjust and react to it, is what I kind of mean by that. But
I'm just messing with you. I know you lift.
No, I hate you. But I think it was just concerning because it wasn't a back to back. Because they sat him and John Wall in the Kings game in the second leg of the back to back. But this one, there was a day's rest, and they were concerned. And Brian Seaman, our friend, play by play goat, said that he went through the walkthrough. Like, it seemed like he was going to play. And then they withheld him after he said he had some tightness in it. So, and he's also not playing the next game as well. So, the earliest we'll see him is like this Sunday against New Orleans, which would be a week layoff from his last game played. So it is kind of, to me, it's a little concerning. But I mean, like, Jamal Murray's also managing his knee. Michael Porter Jr. is managing his back. And these other guys who are coming off injuries, they're doing it. I think to us, just because Kawhi is like the best player that like deals with these injuries and is like this careful with his body, it seems more magnified. So I think once he gets going a little bit during the regular season, maybe we won't see it. Hopefully we won't see it as much, because I think he needs to get acclimated with that roster as much as like everyone else. So I don't know. That's my level of concern. I would say I'm at like a 6 or 5 of concern. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, it's good that, of course, like, he wanted to play, and clearly they had to send him back to LA. And yeah, I'm not much of a doctor, so I can't really assess too much, but I feel like he'll be back soon. I mean, if it's normal for tightness swelling to happen, then all right, he should be back soon to playing soon. And it's great seeing him play. I mean, he definitely looks quick and fast and strong. Like, he's got some good burst to him. So we just need to feel like we just got to get him more reps and eventually get him back to where he's starting. And then everyone's good to go and we get the lineups going. So, yeah, I feel like it won't be anything too crazy. I mean, yeah, I agree with you on that. I feel like it's in the middle. Solid like 5 level of concern. Nothing too crazy, just kind of in the middle. But I might even lean towards a 4. I don't think it's anything to be too much concerned about.
I think Ty Lue also said that. I think Ty Lue said that too. And what's worse is like the next game that he'll be available to play Sunday, the day after that's a back to back. So like, he's going to sit out one of them. So now all that like attention is going to flare up again. And then everyone's going to freak out like on the mainstream media sphere. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
To go through.
We already see all those memes starting about loan management and Kendrick Perkins talking out of his ass and all that crazy stuff social media is going to talk about with that. So that's been fun.
Yeah. Well, no, I have faith that the precautionary reasons outweigh the risk. So that's what we have to look for. But
if Paul George is playing, I feel like
we
still should be able to string together some wins, especially with the games coming up. I feel like we still should be able to string together some wins. So our schedule isn't too crazy going forward for the next 6 or so games. And hint, might be a weekly wager that we're going to talk about soon. So, yeah, I feel like if he needs time, this is a solid time to do it. It's not a too hectic, super competitive schedule. But then again, the Jazz are doing good. So that's a few games down the line. But the Jazz are been killing it lately.
Yeah, there's a couple of games. We'll see how it happens. But let's talk about like what they are right now. It's just there was concern after the past 2 losses. So at 2-2, here's where they stand. In offensive rating, they're second to last, only just above the Lakers. And then their offense is just super stagnant, with a lot of ISO, and their bottom 5 in assist percentage. And Norman Powell is struggling a lot. Like, he's shooting 27% from the field, 8% from 3, 64% from the line. I think he's just pressing right now. I think he might have put too much pressure on himself to start the season by saying he wanted to be a starter and make the All-Star team. I don't know if it's just that, and he's trying to find his footing with the team. And trying to find his role. I think his role's like, regardless of where he needs to be an offensive burst for them. whether he's starting or on the bench, because they're going to want that secondary score next to Kawhi or PG. He's also negative 21 net rating, which is the lowest on the team. I think he's also in his head a little bit, because it seems like he's like trying to force the issue too much when instead of letting the game come to him. But that's something that will have to get improved going forward. And like Nico said, that they probably won't be who they are until around Christmas. And guys are still trying to find their roles. And there's so many guys to play. Like, even Terrence Mann's getting about 13 minutes a game. And he's like arguably the 11th man on this team. So before we get into the defensive rating, Jack, what's something about the offense that sticks out to you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like even though the lineups are still being figured out, these guys that played together last year and the last couple of years, they definitely still know how to play with each other. They seem to, when the ball is moving around, they seem to know where each other's going to be. So we still have some chemistry. It's not like of course we need to build chemistry with Kawhi, John Wall, the lineups and everything. And Kawhi hasn't really played with Norman Powell, Robert Covington, but there's still some good chemistry to start, it seems like. So I like that. And I've been liking the way Paul George has been playing too. I mean, he's had some weird turnovers, but that tends to happen with him. But yeah, I feel like it's a good start chemistry-wise, but still a long way to go. And like, we're seeing the Warriors, who ended up getting whooped by the Suns yesterday, but I mean, that's kind of the championship bar. So I feel like there's still a long way to go. But yeah, the offense will come, I feel like. I mean, I feel like you're right. It's always been a problem that it's been stagnant offense and a lot of iso ball. So I feel like that's always kind of the main concern, because we go through those stretches of numerous minutes without a bucket. That has been a problem in the past. So I feel like just getting out of that kind of bad habit is going to be key for the offense. That'll be the main thing that, yeah, I feel like they need to work on is the iso ball, the stagnant offense, and going through those stretches without scoring.
Yeah, no, I mean, especially like last night against the Thunder, it's way tougher when you're down your three best ISO players in Kawhi, PG, and Morris, and then you're putting your next best player is arguably Norman Powell, who's having a pretty dreadful start by anyone's standards, and he was a guy that was like averaging 19 last year, and then you still have Wall and the minutes restriction, and then Reggie's injury, so. I understand last night a little better for that. I think it's just like when they're all together, they just need to play basketball together, as Kawhi said. So hopefully that will give them more reps, will give them time. So
I think definitely once Kawhi is fully back in the starting lineup, and like it's definitely going to be a minute until they really get there, but it's very hard to really evaluate them right now without the full team. It's not the full team. It's not the complete whole team yet. It's just, it's very hard to fully evaluate everything without seeing the full whole team with the right guys and the right lineups and that chemistry being built. So it's going to be a process. We got the whole season to do it. So there's a lot of time, and yeah, I think by Christmas, it'll be a better idea.
Yeah. And you got to think Kawhi's minutes restriction starting in the middle of the second quarter has got to be throwing off Ty Lue at least a little bit. In terms of that.
Yeah, Kawhi's coming off the bench. It's so weird. Like, he's either coming off the bench or he didn't play last night. Like, it's still just weird right now with the team. It's not whole yet.
Yeah. I mean, they do that so he could have, like, a regular rotation in the second half, because he'll start the second half and then he'll have, like, the regular amount of time. But hopefully that ACL strengthens after 10 games. I'm hoping it's 10 games is their benchmark for doing that. And then slowly going up. I hope John Wall's also goes up after that too. So on the defensive side, they're actually doing pretty well. They're sixth in defensive rating. To me, Luke Kennard has been the most impressive in terms of like improvement and what I've noticed. Zubats as well is doing a great job protecting the rim. But Luke, apparently, of guys playing over 12 minutes a game, he has the highest defensive rating on the team, which is insane to think about. He's like literally just above Kawhi. So
Kennard the clamper.
Yeah, I love it. Unreal. Like, if you watch him play, like, he's all on the ball, like, he's not letting guys get past him as easy as he usually does or usually did. Kind of even his defense last year was like not even that bad. And then he's even if he does get beat, he recovers quickly. Or not quickly, good enough. He recovers good enough, but he's just been so much improved on that end and offensively. So this is a like the $16 million extension Kennard that the front office saw and they knew Ty Lue could get out of him. So kudos to them. When everyone was criticizing that contract, he really played into it. So that's something he deserves credit for. And the overall, the defense, like with Zoo back there still being a solid anchor.
7 blocks against OKC?
Yeah.
No. Did someone say defensive player of the year?
I don't know.
Oh, no, we're not going there yet. We're not at that level.
He will never get that attention to get that. But I mean, maybe he will one day. But yeah, those two, even Kawhi is still doing good. Defensively, he hasn't been bad defensively, even with the knee injury, from what I've seen. And then I believe in the first game, PG against the Lakers, PG was like allowing like 29%. I didn't see the stats for the last few games, but that's also a good sign. Again, I think I mentioned Morris crashing the boards a little better than last year. So overall, the defense is still, it's still intact, and it's keeping them like kind of afloat. They could have lost. They could have been 0-4 out. If you think about it, they only beat the Kings by 2. They didn't look too good for stretches of the game. The Lakers, they gave up a couple of leads and even went down by 2. But you got to credit that defense for keeping that struggling offense, or preventing that struggling offense from losing them the game. So yeah, I think that's something that they're going to hang their hat on.
I'm still waiting for the first comeback Clips game of the year. It didn't happen against the Suns and the Thunder, but it's bound to happen eventually.
It almost happened. I feel like it could have happened last night until Shea hit a 3 at the end of the third, which kind of blew the sails out of that. So, oh, well.
It's going to come soon. Comeback Clips are going to strike soon. Yeah. It's going to happen.
I hope so, but who knows? It could be in one of the next few games we have coming up, Jack. So that brings us to our weekly wager. We're back. Our first one I lost, it was who would start opening night, and Jack won. It was John Wall.
Let's go.
So the next one.
Reggie started opening night.
Reggie, yeah, sorry. My apologies.
It's all right. Mishaps happen. Don't worry, John.
Yeah. You know what? You should just take this segment from me. I don't deserve it. After I lost and I just butchered it, just take it, Jack. I can't disappoint the people anymore.
Good call, John. Good call. Well, to cap it off, we'll go to our weekly wager, which is, will the Clippers be 7-3 by the time 10 total games have passed? So we're 2-2. 6 games from now, that'll be 10 total games played this year. And I'm saying we're going to be 7-3 because I'm looking at the schedule. We got the Thunder tomorrow at 5, Pelicans Sunday, 12 p.m. That'll probably be the loss because, I mean, the Pelicans are really nice. But I think we'll win it, but, hey, the Pelicans are nice. But then we got the Rockets again, the Spurs, and the Jazz. I was mentioning earlier the Jazz have been sneakily really, really good so far this year. They're doing well. But I think we can go on a good stretch here. I don't think we'll lose to the Thunder twice. Maybe if Kawhi's back, we could still beat the Pelicans and then Rockets twice. Spurs, Jazz. I feel like there's only gonna be one loss here. I think maybe it'll be the Pelicans. Who knows what the loss is gonna be? But I think it's only gonna be one loss in this. I'm saying we're gonna be 7-3 by the time 10 total games have passed. John, I don't think you are.
I'm not. So we're going to take the opposite sides of this. I just that Pelicans game frightens me, even with Zion, B.I. and Herb Jones not playing. I think they still play well together. I think one or two of them will be available by that game. And that worries me a little bit. And then that's also a back-to-back, so we don't know what's going to happen. It's an early brunch game as well. So now we really don't know what's going to happen in terms of that one. The Rockets, I'm kind of okay about, but they're still young. They're athletic. They're fast. And that worries me with the Clippers. And then the Spurs, they just play well. They have guys playing well, like Keldon, Vassell. And then that Jazz game also scares me a little bit just because, like, there are a bunch of guys that are just doubted. And they're not, like, a bad team. They're just a bunch of solid pieces put together who are happening to play well. I think it kind of reminds me a little bit of like the 2018-19 Clippers. Like there's no all-stars on it, but they have guys that are just hoopers. Like they Conley, Clarkson, Markkanen, Sexton, like and then there's like hustle guys like Vanderbilt. It's not gonna be easy. I look at these games and I don't feel like they will be easy, even no matter who we have. I think if we have a full roster, like the Rockets game should be a given, but one of them's a back-to-back. But yeah, after the Rockets Pelicans, it's none of them are back-to-backs after that. So I'm hoping the ACL gods bless us and make Kawhi not feel bad. So
I like the way you put that. I'm hoping for that too. I'm believing in just a one loss, but it's gonna be tough.
I'll go 5-5. I'll go 5-5 to be safe.
5-5. Okay.
Yeah. I think it's Pelicans. I think it's Pelicans. And then I think they win. I think they win both Rockets games. And then I think they win one of the Spurs or Jazz. So they would go.
That's a fair take.
Yeah. So they go 3-3.
So you don't think 6-4?
6-4. I'm trying to think. Oh, I keep forgetting about that second Thunder game. So PG will play that.
I think we're going to win the Thunder game. Win the Thunder game.
With PG playing, I just worry if like the sickness that he's getting over is going to like affect his fatigue and all of that. I feel like Norm is going to break out around one of the Rockets games. Like I think he'll get out of his funk, at least if not like completely, at least or maybe a little bit. Like instead of shooting 27, he'll shoot like 43. So it won't be as bad.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, I guess we're gonna have to wait and see. Will do it for our Courtside Eclipse Nation podcast episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure to share it with everyone. Give us a rating. Do all that good stuff. Retweet. Show some love. Do everything. You can find me at Jack Clippers on Twitter. And John, where can the lovely people find you?
At Courtside_Clips. And you can also find Jack on Instagram at Jack something.
Yes, Jack something. No, it's Jack.Coughlin. Thank you for plugging that, though. It tends to slip my mind sometimes.
You're welcome, brother.
Appreciate it. Also, I might make a burner Twitter account to just kind of lurk about and reply to some people. I'm thinking about it, but you're not gonna know it's me, but I'm just letting you know it might be made and you might
no, you're I'm never gonna know it's me. I saw you make it, man. Like, yeah, we know it's you.
No, you don't. You don't. I haven't tweeted from it yet. Yeah, it's already been made. I'm not going to lie. It's already been made.
We saw the account, man. We saw it. We saw you.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
All right.
Nope. No one's out
there. If I just see random hate on my Twitter, I know where it is.
All right. Sounds good. But I'm too sneaky with it. Thank you guys so much again for listening. We appreciate it. We'll be back soon. And as always, go Clips.
Go Clips. Go Zags.